Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your Asna Edge afternoon market update. And it was a rough day in the grain market. Looks like we saw some considerable fund liquidation of long positions, particularly in old crop soybeans. And right now, no one really willing to step in front of it. So we're seeing risk premium come out of the market, which means if we see some weather volatility, ideas about a high pressure ridge, things like that, the market is probably going to be very sensitive to that. Or if we can begin to see some ideas that exports may improve. Looking at July corn, we're at 581 and three quarters. That's down 10 and three quarters. December, new crop at 506 and a half, down 8.5. July soybeans, 1364 and a half, down 36 and a quarter cents. Breaking through that $14 level did inspire more selling. The funds came in with probably a small long position today. I would expect that is now moved into being a net short position. November new crop at 1204 and three quarters. That is down 26 and a half. The $12 level is now the new support area. And make sure to read today's Tech Tuesday as the charts are beginning to take a rather dour tone. But that often means that we could be overextended to the downside. July soybean oil at 47.29 was down 240. July soybean meal 427.20 down 370. Old crop crush spreads at 96.50. That was up 2.75. New crop 168, even down $0.05. July wheat in Chicago 647.5, down 13.25. July Kansas City at 8.97, down 1.75. The $9 area is continuing to attract sellers. Seeing a daily close would be good. Again, a weekly close would be better. July Minneapolis wheat at 878 and three quarters is up 5.5. September rice at 1515 down 14. July cotton 8338 up 121. December new crop at 8250. That is up 72. Perhaps we're trying to break out of the range. We'll see. August live cattle at 162.45 was down 30. Choice cutouts have come back. Cash trade remains sluggish. We're going to need to see those choice cutouts turn higher, I think, in order to move and get the cash trade to wake up, and that in turn would help the futures. Otherwise, this mini recovery might be in trouble. Feeders, however, at 231.47, we're up 43. July hogs, 88.07, up 57. June milk at 16.33 was down 8. July orange juice at 255.10, up 4.20. July crude oil 70.56, that was down 53. July diesel at 233.99 was down 2 cents a gallon, while July unleaded at 242.49 was up fractionally. Natural gas at 235 was down 2. Gold at $19.94.10, down $28.60. It has broken back, obviously, through that $2,000 level that has been a problem. And gold often does not perform well during turbulent periods. It tends to do better afterwards. July silver at $23.92 is down 37 cents. The dollar index at 102.61 was up 18. Stocks lower on the day. The market had been mixed most of the day, but there was some selling pressure coming in right at the close. Dow Jones Industrial Average 33,012, down 336. S&P 500 4109, that's down 26 points. NASDAQ Composite had been positive for the entire session until about the last 15 minutes. 12,343, that was down 22. Moving on to interest rates, they are nudging higher. The 2-year at 406 was up 6 basis points. The 10-year at 353 up 4. The 30-year at 386 up 2. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.